Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show. I am your host, Tabitha Taylor. I am so excited today because we have a great show set up for you today. So I just want y'all to sit back, relax, and take this journey. On today, we're going to have our Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Singers singing Testimony.
Really blessing. Testing me, it makes me stronger. I can make my enemies flee.
We shall overcome
by our own testimony. Really blessing, ooh, yes.
They come in disguise,
but we are more. Testing me, it makes me stronger. I can make my enemies flee.
Testimony.
Tabitha Taylor Show. I am your host, Tabitha Taylor, and I am so excited today because we have the phenomenal Tammy Edwards here on our show today. Tammy Edwards and the Edwards sisters has been spreading the message of Jesus Christ over 30 years. In 1995, God blessed the Edwards singers to do a live recording in Greenville, North Carolina. They also were blessed to be invited on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show. So help me welcome Tammy Edwards of the Edwards Singers to our family. How you doing, Miss Tammy Edwards?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing wonderful.
Great, great. You're a powerful singer. I was able to meet you in Connecticut. And if they only
Amen.
Knew that you tore that place up.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
It's
yes.
all God. Trust
I know it's all God because he comes through you and you know how to read the spirit. So that's all that's important when we know how to let God and let loose. So, Tammy, let's start off with telling the people how you got started. I just gave a little bit because your testimony and, you know, talking about Tammy Edwards is very wonderful. Tell us a little about how Tammy Edwards got started in gospel music.
Wow, we were little kids. We three of us in a group of sisters, and now we have our daughters with us. But we started when we were little children. Our father used to carry us around along with some cousins. And we would just sing during the offering time and also sang in the church choir. So, like I said, started when we were little tiny tots. As a matter of fact, that's what they used to call us a long while back. And we've been singing, I know, well over 30 years now. So church all our lives.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. So what motivates you to sing gospel? Because I believe you're a minister as well. So tell us how, you know, that goes coincide with your ministering and you're singing gospel, you know.
Because of who God really is, how he actually operates in my life, and how the things I see that he does, and being just the good God he is, I wouldn't want to sing anything else but gospel. We've been approached to sing other type music. Not that, you know, it's not good. All music, I think, has some type of positive in it, some kind of way. But gospel music is where we've been all our lives. This is what I want to do. I want to sing about Christ because he is our Savior one. And as I stated, just because of who he is.
Amen. So you have a new album out because I was I heard about Tammy Edwards for a while ago, and I know you had two other albums, I believe. So this is a live one. Y'all was blessed to do a new live recording. I want to know what you want your listeners to take from the experience with your new album.
I want them to feel Christ one in it. I want them to know, you know, not only hear the words what we're singing, but I want them to feel what we're singing about. I want them to know that every song that we sang, every one of them is a testimony from something or from someone or from one of us. You know, I want them to know that what's being sung is real. So, yeah, I just need them to definitely know that part and know that everything that they hear is a testimony where someone has gone through something.
That's right, because you have one of my favorite songs. It's a dynamic song. Every time I hear it, I believe it when you're singing it. It's We Need Jesus, because I really do need him. And I want to know what was the message behind that, because I know when I feel that, my hair stand up on my arms, and I can feel every part of that song. So let's talk about the message behind We Need Jesus.
Okay. Well, that was actually written by one of our friends, the late George Dickens Jr. He wrote that just before he passed away on last year. He wrote that song, and he said he wanted us to have that song, not knowing that you know, something was going to happen because he wasn't sick. But he wrote that, and everything he wrote about it, you know, was true. He said, we need Jesus. He said, people are killing men, women, boys, and girls. And he actually was killed 2 weeks after that.
Wow.
So not knowing that he was going to, you know, what he was writing about was actually about to take place. So
yes,
that's dear to us because it was for one, like I said, one of our dearest and closest friends. And then the fact to know that he never got a chance to hear us sing it. You know, his family, his children, his wife, everybody is hearing it now. And they're reaping the repercussions, the benefits from it, but he never did get a chance to hear it. And so we hold that one kind of dear to us because really of that fact. So, and the fact that everything that's being said is totally true. We need him. We really need him.
And especially this day and time, what's going on, you know, with all the killings going around, we really need Jesus. So we're going to let the listeners listen to this. You can go on Amazon. I put the Amazon link down. I'm asking every time I do a show, please don't bootleg it. Please buy it. We're going to be right back with Tammy Edwards, but we're going to go and listen to We Need Jesus because I want everybody, we're going to dedicate this to George Dickens and his family because I didn't know that, and that's a great blessing because I love George Dickens and his family group. So we're going to dedicate this to his family, and we're going to be right back with Tammy Edwards.
Okay.
We let you know we need Jesus.
Just
Welcome back. If you're just listening to me, and we have one of the greatest singers out there, Tammy Edwards. How are you doing? Welcome back. Hey, Tammy, how are you again?
Okay, I'm doing well.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, when I believe it's Talia, anybody need Jesus? I feel it.
Yeah.
Tell her I feel it.
I will let her know.
Who is one of your favorite gospel singers that you think that you may get some pointers from, like when you're singing? You know, we always have someone we admire. Who would you say that you have one of your favorite gospel singers?
Coming up, I always listened to Shirley Caesar. She was always one of my favorite. And then Patti LaBelle. I used to love those two.
Oh,
and I
wow,
still do,
Patti.
As a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I do. I still, yes, ma'am, I still do. Not that I don't love the others. I do, but those two, my range used to be really, really high, where Patti LaBelle, you know, what she reaches now. Vocally,
mm-hmm.
Of course, having children, getting older, and all that kind of thing, it didn't stay with me like it still stayed with her, but I used to do that, you know, but they were my favorite, too. I always listened to them. I listened to Aretha Franklin.
Yes,
know,
the old time spiritual singers.
Yes,
and I can honestly say I can see Shirley Caesar when you perform.
Okay.
Because
of the way
you minister and how she interacts mm-hmm. with the people. I saw that in Connecticut, how you really was ministering to the people. I believe that it wasn't fake. I believe you really wanted to touch some souls because you did something.
You're right.
That I haven't seen in a long time. There was a young lady, and she really came to you, and you told her it wasn't all that stuff, that makeup and stuff. It's about the heart, and it's about getting closer to the heart. I wasn't there, but I could read your lips, and I was like, she really? That was so awesome, because some people, they get into all what the show should be about, but it's about the, you know, ministering to people. And there's a lot of hurt people that come to these shows, these concerts, and you know, a lot of people say don't call them a show, but we have got there where it is a show. It's not about saving souls. It should be about saving souls. And I believe that, you know, when I go to a concert or a service, I'm there to come. I want to leave different than I came. I'm not there to be the same. So I really enjoyed, your service
Amen.
That night. Who are your influences in your life? Is it, it may be family, it may be, who influences you, to keep going on?
I definitely have to say most definitely family. That's one thing. My parents, for one, then my children, my sisters, all of that together. But I still have to throw this in. I can't forget this person. He's gone now. But the late Willie Neil Johnson was very influential in our lives. He carried us around when we were younger. He would, on some weekends, he would take the Edwards sisters. We would call the Edwards singers then. He would take us around different cities, different states with them, and just let us perform about 15 minutes. And we thought that was, you know, the best thing that could ever. We weren't ever on the card, but he would allow them, you know, get the people to take up a little offering for us just to help us with our expenses. And, I never forget him for that, you know. And he was like a godfather to us. And so we learned a whole lot from him. I just thank God, you know, for people like him who was a part of our life. Him, Tommy Ellison with the Singing Stars. He did the same thing. Blair. We did some things where we opened up for him. I mean, the Lord just blessed us, you know, to have favor in this industry with a lot of the older groups and all, and he had his hand on us a long time ago, you know. So.
Yes, I believe that. So, you know, we have a lot of expiring artists coming up in the quartet, because a lot of people put quartet down, but there's a lot of, you know, young artists coming up, what's some of the things that you can, you know, advise them in?
Well, one thing about a quartet is here to stay. Foundation is the root going on now as far as this gospel music. Thing is, don't get caught up in yourself. Stay within God and stay within your lane. With the area that God has you in, that's where you stay. And that's where you be until he elevates you. And the thing is, we have to trust him and trust that he knows what he's doing with us, because all of us have different talents. We may sing quartet, we may sing contemporary, whatever, but still, we all, none of us are the same. And we're all going to touch different people. So we have to try to live right, try to live holy, do the best we can, because people are watching. People are
looking. That's right.
And do the best that we can do so our light will shine, you know, that men and women will see the light within us and want to really come to Christ through our singing. What must I do to be saved?
Amen.
You know, that's what it's all about. And we have to preach that everywhere we go, whether
that's
we preach
right.
it silently, them looking at us, or whether we preach it when we're on that stage. You know, we have to be about our Father's business always. So, yeah, just keep staying encouraged and just trust God with what's going on with you and put everything in his hand. Lean on
Amen.
Our own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct our path. Amen.
I agree. How can the people contact you for booking CDs? I don't know if you have, I know you have a social media, and if you have a website, how can they get, like, you know, in touch with you?
Okay. Any of us are on Facebook. That's Tammy Edwards or Travian Edwards or my sister Tanya Edwards. And, you know, look, Edwards Sisters, we have that. We also, let me give you some phone numbers. Trey Edwards, he's our booking manager, and his number is 252-361-3402. That's 252-361-3402. My daughter Tina also books. Her number is 252-367-8809. That's 252-367-8809. You can also reach us. Let's see, what is it? Malico.com. You can always get in touch with Edward Sisters that way. I don't have all of that in front of me. I'm actually at a choir rehearsal. I don't have all that written down in front of me right now, but you can do that. And music, I definitely know you can get that from iTunes. You can get it Amazon. You can get it Malico.com. You can actually, again, go through Facebook and inbox one of us. I do have an email, and that's tammy.edwards.pugh, P as in pig, I hate to say that word, but anyway, ugh@gmail.com.
Okay.
But there's a lot of ways you can reach us. But those phone numbers you can reach quicker.
That's right. We're gonna if anybody that would like to get in touch with them, you can always call me and I will direct you the right way.
Okay.
So I would like to thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to interview with me tonight. I really love your group. And anytime y'all in New York, because I'm in Bronx, New York, y'all just inbox me, tell your son to let me know, and I will be in the building jumping with y'all.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're looking forward to coming to the Bronx. We're looking forward to that, too.
Well, I'm going to sure try to make that happen, even if I have to make it happen myself. We're going to try, because you're right down there where my family's from. I'm from, my family is from Windsor, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes, we have to treat our families. We all family somehow.
That's right.
We have to treat our family good. So we're going to take you out with Bless Me, and you have a great time. You go and rehearse and have that beautiful voice singing, and we want to, like I said, thank you very much, Tammy Edwards. Let's give her a round of applause, everybody. We're so grateful. Thank you so much, and have a blessed night, Tammy.
God bless you. Thank you.
Lord, please bless me. Are y'all ready? dress. Can I just start it off? Don't be like my husband. Lord.
Right now. give it for him.
Wonderful, wonderful interview with Miss Tammy Edwards of the Edwards Sisters. And we're going to keep on going, and we're going to listen to their next track called Testimony. Don't bootleg it. Go on Amazon or get in touch with them on Facebook and get an album. You know, sometimes we have to stop bootlegging, buying bootleg stuff. We all have been people that buy bootleg, but to help the artists out, let's purchase something, their CDs, and let's support each one another. I always use the word support. We have to all around the board learn the word support, because you know it's going to come a time when it's going to be your time and you're going to want the same support. So, you know, let's not bootleg. Let's tell the bootleggers, take your stuff, go put it back in the car, and let's go and buy it either in Walmart. We have the Amazons. We have a whole lot of places we can go and purchase. Even if I could see if maybe you went and you try to replace it and couldn't find it, but a new album, you want to buy the album to support the artist. So let's support them. We're going to go on next, and we're going to, with Jesus, with you, I know I can make it. This is Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Sisters.
With you.
I need you to be my God.
turn. Come on, Norma.
Trouble. I couldn't find my way through. I
your neighbor. Tell them if you really love them, show some signs. Tell them if you really love it, show some signs. Sisters, let's let them know.
With them, so you can won't go bootleg they CD. You will go and buy it. Let's support. On this show, we are about to supporting each other. Even in concerts, we are about supporting. So we're gonna go on over, and we done heard "I Love the Lord." We done heard "We Need Jesus With You." I Know I Can Make It. Bless Me. These are all CDs. If you don't even want to buy the whole CD, you just want to buy a favorite one, which mine is We Need Jesus. Well, actually, I love them all, but one of my favorites is We Need Jesus. You can just buy that one for 99 cents. Come on. We can bless Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Singers on Edwards Sisters on Amazon. We can make their digital go over up and out of the roof. Come on now. Let's do the right thing, and let's not buy bootleg CDs. We're gonna go on over, we're gonna bring you another one, "Jesus Will Bring You Out" by the Edwards Sisters.
Bring you out. Oh, I am.
Yes, I am.
Jesus will bring you out.
Yes, welcome back to the Tabitha Taylor Show. I am your host, Tabitha Taylor, and we have so much to be thankful for today. If you woke up this morning, you're thankful. If you, you know, just getting up, being able to walk on your two feet, be thankful. We have to be thankful. A lot of people are not thankful. We have a lot of selfish people in this world, but we have to be thankful that God is pulling us through every situation. Well, we are about to leave you in a minute, but I just want to try to get a fresher of the Tabitha Taylor Show. We back and we ready to interview a lot of artists. We have a lot of advertisement. If you would like your programs and shows read, just let us know. Excuse me. This weekend, I'm blessed to go to a program, and it's Corbett. We need to support it's in Long Island. We need to learn to support. A lot of times, a lot of new artists come to New York, Connecticut, and Jersey, and we don't even support. And then y'all want to see new artists, but nobody want to come and support. How are you going to see new artists, but you support the people that keep giving you the same old programs? I'm trying to find the flyer because we have a lot of different programs. I have a page on Facebook called Mega Express Events. If you're listening and you're tuning in, go on there and become a friend, because I will let you know what's going on around the neighborhood, because we really need to know what's going on around here. We have a lot of a lot of different artists, a lot of different people coming new to our areas, and we don't support it. But we want to always talk about bringing new artists. So go support it. We have LCJ Productions Present Gospel. It's Saturday, October 24th, and we're going to have the family that I had last week, Fred Perry and Second Generation. We're going to have the Holy Sons, and we're going to have Fire. We're going to have Little J. We're going to have S.W. Washington and Favor. We're going to have June and the Zionettes, Clarence Atkinson and Vision Music Group, and many more. If you would like to go to this program, it's $20. At the door, it's $25. And it is at Prayer Tabernacle Church, and that's in Amityville. Go out and support. If you go in, let them know that you heard it from the Tabitha Taylor Show. So please, please go out and meet me there. Let them know that you heard it on the Tabitha Taylor Show and you would like to come. This is a great new artist program. If you want to see new artists, instead of paying $50 and $60 for the same program all the time, you can go to this. Second Generation, I know they're going to do their thing. I know all of these groups is going to do their thing. We need to learn to support. So go out and support Corbett on his program, which is October 24th. And if you want more information, just inbox me on Facebook and I'll send you the flyer. Well, we're going to go on over to Temporary. By the Tammy Edwards.
Testimony. Make my enemies flee.